Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Loughborough, Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. December 19, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Loughborough, we see the work here progressing. Not less than 40 souls have taken their position to obey the truth, some of the most intelligent and worthy people. A great effort has been made, and the work is going forward intelligently. Elder Haskell is a reservoir of treasures from the Word of God. All the young men, whatever their capabilities, cannot supply his place. His testimony is of the greatest value. Those not of our faith who come out to hear sit and listen, and are fed and blessed in hearing. We must have a meeting house here in Stanmore, but the lots are high, from £400 to £500 each. We hope to get a lot at some reduction, but cannot yet tell. I was troubled as to how I would help as I wished to, and it came to me as a flash of lightning. There is the $1,000 you invested in the Bible mission in Chicago. Walk by faith, invest that money, and call for the amount. I carried that $1,000 debt all of 6 years at 7% interest. I hired the money from Brother Smouse. The Bible mission in Chicago had the use of that money, $1,000, and the interest I paid on the money to help in an emergency. Now I feel at liberty, in this missionary field, to call for that money to invest here, and I have learned that you are the man whom I must address. I suppose that when that mission ceased to be a Bible mission, someone would see by the book the gift I had made, and ask me what I would have done with that $1,000. As no one has consulted me in reference to this investment, I will now put the matter before you, and on the strength of the fact that you will understand that that money was for a special work, I feel at liberty to ask you what was done with it. When I donated the money, the very fact is that my donating it brought into the Bible mission several $1,000s. We are now in great need of a meeting house in this place, and I shall pledge $1,000 on the strength of receiving the $1,000 I put in to the Bible mission in Chicago from whatever source that $1,000 was appropriated to. All I can say is, the Lord has need of it here. See Matthew 21, verse 3. £200 I wish to invest in the meeting house here. I have already pledged £25 here for the meeting house, but the Lord will help us. Will you, Elder Loughborough, look into the matter for me? We need money so much as the work opens in every new field. A church is raised up, and we must have means to build a humble house of worship. In Newcastle, about 20 miles from Currumbong, much canvassing has been done, but no one has opened the gospel to the people there. They have never heard the living preacher. There are but few Sabbath keepers there. One of our sisters is canvassing there. Then about the same distance from us in another direction is Maitland. As yet no effort has been made there to get the truth before the people. These places must be opened up, and we need workers. We need men. May the Lord help us is my prayer. I must now prepare to go to the meeting, but I will write more when I return in relation to the work. I have just returned from speaking to the people. We had a very interested congregation out to hear us, and they listened attentively. The Lord gave me strength to speak to the people. Oh, that all may see the necessity of obeying the truth, men, women, and children. This forenoon, Brother and Sister Haskell visited a family that have been very much interested. They are an intelligent family, and are now prepared to take their position for the truth. They will keep next Sabbath. This man occupies a position as solicitor for a wholesale grocery. He receives £2 per week and has 2 children. They have a home of their own, and still another home partly paid for. On the Sabbath, he has only about 3 hours' work to do, and they have no special need of him even for that time. But if his employer wants to be mean, he can be, and discharge him, but he thinks that he will excuse him from labor for those few hours. This man is very much interested in the building of the meeting house. He asked them the other day how they were coming on, and when they told him, he put his hand in his pocket and took out £4 and gave it to them. He also told them that his children had agreed to save all their money and put it into the meeting house instead of spending it for dolls and sweetmeats for Christmas. They already have nearly £1. His wife was going to have a new dress for Christmas, but she decided that she would not purchase the dress but add that amount to the collection. This family uses neither tea, coffee, meat, or tobacco. They are health reformers. He is a Latin scholar. They are a nice family. Last night, another man decided to keep the Sabbath. They are taking sides now, and almost every day there are some who are deciding to obey the commandments of God. If we can only get a house of worship free from debt, what a victory it would be here, so near to Sydney. On account of the wind at times, it is rather trying in the tent, as it comes in between the top and sides and makes it quite disagreeable. When it rains, as it did a week ago, and still is, the ground is wet and many take cold. Courage will be put into many souls when they see the meeting house going up. We have been working here ever since the camp meeting closed. I think it has been 6 weeks. They have meetings every evening except Monday. At one time, they gave up their Saturday night meetings to have opportunity to visit interested families, but by request, they have continued them again. Brother and Sister Haskell, Brother and Sister Starr, and Brother and Sister Wilson are doing all they can, and if they had 10 or 15 more workers, they would have all they could do. They are teaching a class of Bible workers every day and have seasons of prayer and lessons of instruction that occupies their time so that they hardly get time to rest. The visiting is constantly using up their vitality, and it needs the constant grace and love of God in the soul to revive and refresh. We must have a meeting house here. We have only 3 meeting houses built with the exception of 2 small, cheap buildings. This is great work, and it must be carried forward to completion. I have now set the matter before you as it is. The interest here in Stanmore is the greatest interest we have witnessed since 1842, 1843, and 1844, and we must have a house for worship. The weather is so changeable that tent labor is very disagreeable, and when the church is built, it will give character to the work. I wish I could see you and have a long visit with you and Sister Loughborough. I must now say good night. The Lord bless you and keep you spotless till His appearing is my prayer.